Oh, yeah. It's that time again. Some absolutely incredible stuff happening in NRL for round 25. And Will, our official NRL correspondent, has dug down deep to rock up after a days of rugby league goodness for the Fast Four. Morning, Will. How are you?
Morning, Danny. I don't know how I've done it, but I made it after that absolute cinema on Friday night. And, of course, we're getting started with that game.
Yes, first on the Fast Four, what you're calling the miracle in Mudgee. The Raiders defeat the Penrith Panthers 20-16.
It's not just me calling it. It was Andrew Voss on the call saying it was the miracle in Mudgee. You can pencil the Canberra Raiders as legit premiership contenders after this astonishing victory. The better team won this game, point blank period. There were moments where it looked like Penrith would cruise to a victory, especially after that first half, but mistake after mistake from even the most experienced Panthers kept Canberra in the contest. I counted three separate knock-ons from Dylan Edwards, no less. Canberra kept growing into the game with set after set leading to the tying try. Golden point, however, in any other game, Cleary slots that field goal, no problem. But the footy gods decided that the Raiders deserved to win this game. The field goal attempt strikes the post, bounces to Jed Stewart as Liam Martin checks out of a tackle on him, mid-air tackle on him, in fear of a penalty. Jed then gives it to Ethan Strange, who runs 80 meters to find who else but KO Weeks in support for the walk-off golden point try. One of the greatest moments I think we've seen in a long time. Raiders took a huge step towards the minor premiership, and that journey takes its penultimate step when Canberra hosts the West Tigers on Saturday afternoon while the Panthers head to Olympic Park to take on the Bulldogs on Thursday night.
Speaking of the Bulldogs, second on the Fast Four, pay dirt was not to be found. The Melbourne Storm defeat the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs 20-40.
Another fantastic game. Canterbury had plenty of chances to win this game. Set after set, play after play, the Doggies had plenty of attacking gusto. What killed them was their lack of execution.
Complete lack of execution.
14 total errors. Time after time, I saw their sets building in a positive direction towards points, but it would always be snuffed out by an errant pass or a knock-on. Melbourne's defense and methodical attack just did the rest. Stephen Crichton almost rescued it with mid-air downward pressure on the ball, but the bunker ruled against him, having not initially secured possession and caused a knock-on, despite the fact that it hadn't touched the ground. It's the right call on the rule book, but it's not a great rule. It's the right call, but bad rule. Melbourne just did what they usually do and played meat and potatoes footy to add to another statement victory to their ledger. Bulldogs have themselves another tough matchup in the shape of the Panthers on Thursday night, while the Storm hosts the Roosters on Friday night.
Lack of execution. Third on the Fast Four, defense need not apply. Oh, the Manly Seagulls defeat the Dolphins in resounding fashion, 58-30.
I will say, on song and on their day, Manly can be electrifying with the pieces they have out there. Lehi Hopewade and Tolatu Kola look like one of the most frightening left edge wing and center combos that the league will have to deal with for a while to come. We know Tom Trbojevic's otherworldly ability when he's healthy, but Ben Trbojevic could be a leading face of the franchise in the next couple of years. All four of these guys ran riot against an awful Dolphins defense to retain some hope for the for a backdoor finals berth, but I have a reference for the old hip-hop heads. Here we go. Another Manly win at home. Can you feel me flow? Shout out Naughty by Nature, but I've held off calling Manly home ground heroes for a second straight season. But the numbers don't lie. Out of their 10 wins this season, 7 of them have come at Brookvale Oval. Even if they make September footy, I really doubt their chances. Regardless, Manly heads south to face the Dragons on Saturday evening, while the Finns won't want to run out of gas to face the Titans at home on Sunday afternoon.
Fourth and final on the Fast Four, electric bending. The Eels defeat the Roosters 30-10. You sure you want to talk about this?
I come to you not as a gloating fan, nor an excited fan, but a trepidatious fan. Yeah. Actually, I feel like Florida from the show Good Times. Damn,
that's
Roosters.
Another reference a lot of people won't get, but go on.
A golden opportunity to create some serious distance in the eighth seed, and the attack flatlined. Yes, the Sam Walker concussion. That brings up further issues, because without their star number 7, the Roosters were awful with the ball. See, I just want to say this right now. Nick Politis, CEO of the Sydney Roosters franchise, Theo Nick, forget about Daily Cherry Evans. Allocate that money to giving Sam Walker whatever contract he wants. Parramatta have grabbed themselves a big morale-boosting victory with a free-flowing performance, especially for the new core under Jason Riles. Unlike certain other folks in the sports world, I believe the Eels have the foundation to be a good side in the years to come. They head over to Aotearoa to face the Warriors on Friday night, while the Roosters face a formidable Storm side on Friday night.
And Nick, if you are listening, we love your work. Become a subscriber to 2SER at the website, 2SER.com. Every Monday, you have a bit of a look at what's happening in the WNBA.
Yeah, big game this morning. The Seattle Storm defeated the Washington Mystics 84-82.
Ooh.
Some nice records set this morning. Dominique Malanga, the 19-year-old for the Storm, became the fastest teenager to reach over three double doubles. The only two to ever do it was herself and Liz Cambage.
Mm-hmm.
But this game was very, very good for both teams. Neka Omagumakwe was one of the best scorers on the floor, 30 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists on 32 minutes. She also hit the game winner. Gabby Williams had 10 points. Skylar Diggins had 10 points as well. Brittany Sykes had 10 points. And the aforementioned Dominique Malanga had 17 and 10. Just a really good game by the Storm. They played well. But Washington hung in there for a while there.
Yeah.
But superstar Omagumakwe, she stood up when it was time.
Thank you very much. We'll catch you this time next week.
Absolutely. See you then.